All right, Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. I got the 10 text thing out there. Kirk Cousins. Can we play the soundbite again, Kang? The short version? Everybody needs a little rush in their lives. Here's what he said in first episode of Quarterback. What? you ready for this?
Yeah.
Vincent New Baltimore says, when I cut the grass.
Only on a Thursday.
Only on a Thursday.
Jimmy yeah. Carr says,
unless
go
he's
to,
playing, he's probably not going to cut the grass.
No. Yeah.
Go to church youth camps.
Yep.
David Adesk, when I try a new deodorant.
Well, it depends if it's like alcohol in it, maybe Gator, right?
What a rush.
Yeah.
Hey, Ache.
Jason in Ortonville, mismatch my socks. Jason and Warren says,
you ever get that rush? No?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going bald today.
Everybody needs a little rush in their lives. I get mine when I, according to Jason and Warren, make whoopee on a non-scheduled sex night.
It's not on the calendar.
Nick in a car. When I listen to Rush.
Oh. Yeah, okay. A little Tom Sawyer. Good going.
Really, Kang, you put this one in here?
Temples of Sphinx.
What? The first 10? Is it?
I don't think I'm going to read that one.
What? Something you got to leave out?
Sorry, Alan.
Yeah. Yep, sorry, Alan. Everybody's a rush of the lies. I get mine when I save money. That's from Sean in Ann Arbor. Brian in Auburn Hills. Everybody needs a rush of their lives. I get mine when I break dance. Sean Lavonia says, when I win Mario Kart versus the kids. Gator, what do you think he says after that?
First of all, I applaud the people for not taking it seriously at all.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Like, I thought we'd probably get a whole bunch of, you know, when I stare down the blitzer and deliver it.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. When I take the ball in the last minute of the game with everything in the balance, you know, then that's what I wanted, what I'm expecting to hear. But when the people say what they say.
People did a great job.
Yeah.
I think my favorite are when I cut the grass, when I mismatch my socks, when I save money.
When I pour myself a glass of chocolate milk.
Okay. Living on the edge.
Yeah.
Kang, what are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with when I get some really nice logs for the bonfire.
Yeah.
That's the rush, well baby. Played.
Doug gets a log.
Well played. All right. Well, none of those are correct.
Oh.
Here's what Kirk Cousins had to say in episode one of Quarterback of what he does for a rush in his life.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what... I can't believe someone didn't get it, actually.
Oh, my God.
When he goes to Great Clips and gets a haircut?
Isn't that saving money?
Both?
Yeah.
Saving money and
it's a rush.
Looking good.
Is he had like a kind of a wild hairstyle?
No.
No.
You know, he's got a receding hairline, keeps it, you know, pretty tight. That gives him that's a rush for him.
Going to Great Clips. Yep.
Getting a haircut.
However, kind of on brand.
Gotta say, I got my haircut on Saturday with the Lady Janes. I didn't get a rush. I enjoyed it. It was nice.
Yeah.
Happy with it.
Okay.
Do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Rush?
Well, you got to remember, he's living a different life than you are.
It's true.
Yeah.
No, but I think everybody has something that is totally mundane, but they get excited about. If you're shopping for something or whatever, like, I'll give you for instance. When I go to Target, and typically I got to go there and pick up like deodorant and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I can't get out of the place without stopping by and sniffing at least one candle.
Okay.
It's dumb, right? But it's one of those things that I don't know if I'd say I get a rush, but I can't avoid it. I have to. I have to at least sniff a candle. If I go to like there's a store called Kirkland's. They have a great candle selection. I probably go through 20 different candles, checking them out.
All right, yeah.
Candles,
yeah, I can work
problem.
With this.
Candles are a problem for me.
Yeah, mine is similar. There's sense memory. Mine's the perfect fall Saturday. That's my rush. You go outside. It's sunny, but it's crisp. The leaves are turning.
There's a smell.
There's a smell. The perfect fall Saturday to me is probably that usually mundane, but kind of that's the rush for me. That's the perfect. I love it.
Gotta say the early morning in the summer. I've only experienced this the last few days because I haven't let the dog run amok in the backyard by herself. Yep. I've actually taken her outside at like 6 a.m.
Yep.
There's something about that smell too. The dew on the grass. It's a little misty out. And there's a smell to that as well.
Okay.
Nice. Kang, you got one that stands out for you, just something a little mundane. It's not like the actual adrenaline rush, but there's something you just put a smile on your face. You look forward to doing it.
Puts a smile on your face.
Like, yeah, here we go.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. Picking the right lane at the checkout.
Oh, counter? That's huge. I don't know. that is a rush. That's a legit rush.
That's underrated.
That's legit.
I guess we're all a little bit of Kirk Cousins.
Here's some of the feedback coming in.
Everybody's got a little Kirk in them.
Settle down, Beavis on
What's
Twitch.
What's your Kirk? 248.
Settle down, Beavis on Twitch says, dull men's club card-carrying member Kirk Cousins, everyone. Mike says, I don't think that's a rush from Lady Jane's. I don't think that rush from Lady Jane's was from the haircut gator.
I don't get a rush when I get my haircut.
Is it the scalp massage?
I usually don't get the scalp massage.
Okay.
You know, I got things to do. You know, I don't need to tie them down. I'm sure they appreciate getting in the
tie them down. I mean, maybe it's part. I don't go to Lady
it's
Jane's.
It's part of the whole experience. Okay, yeah. Yes, you can get. You know, but I just you know, it's okay. The next shave, I don't need the next shave. It's okay. Just clip it. You know, I'll send some skin back there.
MBlaze27 says, going to see the Legos at Target while my girlfriend looks at books gives me that rush. Okay, cool. Hey, man.
Sneak it in.
Whatever does it.
Legos are cool.
How about this?
Scott writes in, Cousins, he's a time bomb. Oh, hysterical.
What about driving like close to E but making it to the gas station?
That's a rush.
That could be a rush.
That's a rush.
Yep. Or the charger.
Little roulette there. Or the charger.
Doug.
What is that, right? Like what's the equivalent there? When you get to 10%?
Well, when you get down, they put up the little turtle that says we're taking away maximum power because you're going to run out of charge.
Okay.
Yeah. I can make it. You know what the thing is, though? The car has incredibly accurate, it is amazingly accurate in telling you how much mileage you have
That's
left.
That's great. I love
and
that.
It literally, if I have to say I got to get from here to Kalamazoo, do I have enough charge? It'll tell me you'll have 12% when you get there, and I'll drive there, and damn it if I don't have 12%. So
now you got to go hunt down a
Well, then usually I look for a charger when I'm, you know. Anyway.
I like that, though.
Yep. Mundane things that are exciting. A good parking place. I get stoked, man.
Not bad. That's not bad. That's
when you show up at the perfect time, someone's pulling out. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yep.
Well, Cousins.
And like Costco in particular.
Dude, that's huge.
Like you're usually parking what feels like a half mile away.
Yeah.
All the good spots are taken. You're like, all right, I'll go down this aisle. I know nothing's happening. And then you see the red lights come on and the white light come on for the car that's backing out. And you realize that's your spot. Yeah, take that, Cousins.
That's a real rush.
That's a real
live rush. On the edge, Kurt.
Yeah, you like that?
There you go. I went in looking for Jared Goff content, came out with predictably a Kirk Cousins content, but it's still damn entertaining. I mean, even the Lions stuff, him and his fiance, then wife, you'll love it because the dog gets included in the wedding. Gator, you'll see that.
And there's wedding highlights?
There's wedding highlights, yeah.
Okay.
Dog in it.
I do like the dog.
And they're sending thank you notes, and Goff screws up, puts the label on the wrong corner of the envelope. And I'm like, dude, that's me. That's totally, I've done that. Jared once said something. I'll tell you what's funny is Jared once said something about trying to carry in grocery bags, like plastic grocery bags, when we were talking to him. And he was like, how many can you carry at once? I had multiple people reach out to me and said, I'm shooting for 17 next time because Jared said so. I wonder if they'll have any of the stuff. Is his side of the interviews with us? Like, we'll see him on holding up the phone talking to us, and he'll be rolling his eyes.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yep.
See that. Or,
and he'll say, well, Gator.
Anything with the dog playing with the toy alligator?
Yeah. Not yet that I've seen yet. So, all right. Next hour, let's get to some Tiger stuff. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 1235? It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.